world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs. You need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. So I'm going to talk about trigger finger, and this is not the same thing as being trigger happy, and you don't even have to have a gun in order to have trigger finger. It's characterized by finger stiffness, particularly in the morning, popping and clicking when you move your finger, tenderness or a bump nodule in the palm of your base of your hand of the affected finger. Your finger could catch or lock when it's in a bent position and then suddenly pop back straight. Finger could lock in a bent position, which you are unable to straighten. And trigger finger can affect any finger, including the thumb. It doesn't have to be your actual trigger finger. So to explain this a little bit, it's basically the same thing as carpal tunnel. Your tendons have like a sheath around them, kind of like maybe a knife sheath. And your knife should normally come out of the sheath smooth, so like your tendon should move in that sheath smoothly, but when your connective tissue doesn't have enough nutrients to maintain its lubrication in the tendon sheath, or it loses the nutrients to be able to flex and relax, it gets harder for that tendon to move inside the sheath. So it's kind of like putting bubble gum on your knife. It gets a little bit harder to come out and eventually gets stuck in a position. So as you're pulling the knife out, stuck with bubble gum in there, eventually it stretches and you stretch the bubble gum, it gets narrower and then it pops out. That's kind of like your trigger finger. It kind of sticks a while and then it pops. And of course this is going to be irritating, so it's going to be inflaming, and which is going to make the situation even worse. Because you're making that sheath even smaller. So that's basically the mechanics of it. Now, you can get your surgery done on this, but you don't want to get surgery done on this. Yes, this condition's painful, but surgery's painful also. The nutritional support we want to do is give the body the nutrients it needs to function the way it's supposed to. And in this case, the calcium and magnesium are going to be helpful for allowing those tendons and muscles the ability to relax and contract. To do this, we could go with the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, because we are talking about joints. It's going to come with the glucogel, which are the nutrients that your joints need to be maintain their structure and function. But you're also going to get a heavy dose of calcium and magnesium. And you're also going to get the essential fatty acids, which are going to be helpful with keeping the inflammation in control, because the essential fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. Also, there was a study done that showed that supplementing with B6 provided 68% of the participants improved results with their carpal tunnel. So you're going to get B6 in the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. It's going to be in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, so you don't have to worry about that. Basically, all these things are covered by the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And you're also going to get the CM Cream with the Bone and Joint Pack, and you apply that topically, and that's going to decrease inflammation. It's also going to relieve pain for 4 to 5 hours at a time. So, I mean, if you're really suffering with this, it can be painful. And, of course, you're probably working with your hands if you do have trigger fingers. So that's going to be helpful to get you through your work day. Another thing that you can do is get a container and fill it with warm water, very warm water. But don't make it hot that it's painful. But make it very warm water and put Epsom salt in the warm water and stir it up so that it dissolves. And some people do this for a foot bath because it helps them relax. But What we're going to do here is we're going to stick your finger in this warm water that has Epsom salt in there. And basically what Epsom salt is, it's magnesium sulfate. So what we're going to do is not only we're going to, the warm water is going to be soothing to your painful trigger finger, but it's also going to help infuse some magnesium right at the point of contact where it needs the extra magnesium support. So you can soak your trigger finger for several times a day along with the supplement program and applying CM cream. Some people find that if you splint your finger, that'll prevent it from triggering, from snapping your tendons, and that can be helpful when you're trying to heal, because the more that thing's triggering and snapping, I mean, it's going to keep the inflammation response up and going, and by splinting it, it helps it relax. So give that a try. This has been Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.
To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by EasyWay LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.